Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Just CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know.
Altoona to Lake Chetek. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley. Check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap. CFW.
Yeah.
the AC cranked. And we'll handle the music. 105.7 CFW.
I will survive.
Seven CFW.
105.7 Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Bye. bumps between the minarets. Down the Casbah way. Soon as the shiring show put out of air, the jet pilots tune to the cockpit radio blare. Soon as the shiring's out of their hair, the jet pilots wave.
CFW. 1057 CFW and Civic Media are proud to sponsor the inaugural Barbecue Fest, Saturday, September 6th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Enjoy mouth-watering barbecue, live music, and a barn dance. Participate in the cornhole tournament and say hi to our very own Mike McKay as he helps judge the cooking competition. It'll be a great time. Get details online at NWSFA.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that private text messages and messages sent through private apps by public officials in the state can be released if they involve public business. The ruling stems from a lawsuit that accused former Natural Resources Board Chair Frederick Prenn of unlawfully withholding public records, including private text messages between him and then-Governor Scott Walker. The appeals court also ruled that the public officials can be held accountable for legal fees in cases where the court finds that the records should be released. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the release of funding that had previously been withdrawn by the U.S. Department of Education following the filing of a multi-state lawsuit. According to a press release, the Trump administration froze the funding for six programs on June 30th. The multi-state coalition filed a lawsuit in July, arguing the move violated federal law and the constitutional separation of powers doctrine. This week, Attorney General Call announced that an estimated $72 million of funding for Wisconsin had been unfrozen. Pierce County officials are reminding area residents to get out for the Pierce County Fair this weekend. The fair will be held from Thursday to Sunday at the county fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Parking for the event will be free, and admission ticket prices range from $3 to $17. Residents who attend the fair can see live music, farm animals, drone shows, and a demolition derby, as well as enjoying some carnival rides and other family-friendly events. More information about the fair and a full schedule of events is available on the Pierce County website. The Menominee City Council voted to approve the annexation and rezoning of land from the town of Red Cedar on Monday. The land sits between 650th and 690th Avenue north of I-94. The proposed developers for the land, Balloonist LLC, plan to build a data center there. Some area residents expressed strong opposition to the potential data center, citing health and property value concerns. City Council members stressed that Monday's actions were about acquiring and rezoning the land, not what will be developed on it. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight. Light southeast winds and morning lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday will keep the clouds around, highs in the lower 80s. There will be a slim chance of a shower or storm late in the day. The better chance arriving Wednesday night. It's 69 at our studios.
CFW. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. I'm lonely.
CFW.
Make me live. Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Bye.